But I done more work in the garden than I did in the field, because we had our own garden.
Yes, how George taught, Mr. Miller?
Yeah.
I don't know, let all fly, you know.
George stopped. What you fly on, you let off a roll with, you know. It had a beam cut, and then a little old forked arm, you know, come up and crook and fast to the beam and crook back down, and you put the palm down there on the ground. And then the little old thing could just keep him going.
It's hard to say.
He had a satisfier with the top.
Yeah, all I know is we had an old plow that was pieced together with, man, it was old, and it was pieced together with old, coal hanger wire or something. Some wire that stuck way out the back, and then I was plowing one time, and the hollered haw, and the mule thought I said, whoa, and he stopped, and I ran into the back of the plow, ran into that coal hanger, and cut the leg on the plow. That nutty mule, he never could get haw and whoa straight, and he never knew what the hollered haw, whether he was going to stop or do what he was supposed to do. A thing that you might use to saw wood, if it has a V-shaped frame and a bar running across here, you call it a
box, wouldn't it?
All right. What if it has an X frame, X-shaped frame, and you put logs in it?
Wood rack? No.
Wood rack or sawboard?
Sawboard.
We probably used to have the sawboard.
New
I got a little wood crack over there at the door. That's Mr. Lively. That's why I have the barn over there at the board and bought me some candy down in the
Something that you might use to get dust or lint or something off your coat would be a clothes. Okay. What would you put in a rifle to fire it?
Yeah, I used to call them cottages.
The thing that children used to have, and a lot of the schoolyards had them and everything, was a long board stretched over a little thing in the middle and it went up and down.
Okay.
And if children were up going up and down on this seesaw, you'd say they are. What about other things that are kind of like that, other than play things?
Lion Jenny, we called.
What was that?
It was a whole stove down, you know, and a long pole over. That drove into that pole.
They saw around the you know. They'd have a spindle sticking up on there, bore a hole in through the leg.
Remember seeing them made out of metal like that. And somebody would fall off of them before he could get up, the other inside would come around and hit him. What about if you were burning coal near in a fireplace or something, the thing that would keep the coal in next to the fire would be what?
Coal scuttle.
Okay. And if you got a stove, the thing that runs out of the back of it and up into the wall is what? Okay. And a one wheel thing that has two handles on the back that you push around. Carry things in. Something that you've used to sharpen knives on. The next thing I want to ask is if you've got one of these and it has a treadle on it and it's on a stand that spins, what would you call it?
That's
okay. And a small one would be what?
Whetstone.
Okay.